Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Based upon previous times we've talked about something like this, we may have to call in Henry to be a referee because Dan and I have differed on this. I am not a fan of the camera craziness. I remember one time we talked about it at recreation centers in Philadelphia. Well, the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, recently deployed new technology and they're spending a lot more in which passengers at select airports have their picture taken to match their ID shown to TSA officers. The facial recognition technology is in operation at 84 airports across the country. Plans to expand to 400 U.S. airports. A lot of money in the kitty for that. The technology, says NJ.com, has not been met without controversy, with some wondering if the technology is causing privacy issues. So they go through, how does the new facial recognition technology work? That what's changed is the new Cat 2 units are equipped with a camera to take photos of passengers in real time. The TSA says the technology is the key to identifying passengers in the security screening process. It enhances detection capabilities for identifying fraudulent IDs such as driver's licenses and passports, increases efficiency by automatically verifying a passenger's identification. Now, I would admit, when you're going through airport, we come back to this again. You're going through airport screening. Okay, this is where, you know, there's more give on this idea of facial recognition, etc. But by the same token, if we're willing to do that, how serious are they about, profiling, just like the Israelis do? I mean, we've talked about this. We've had on people, facial recognition at the Phillies game is ridiculous. I mean, if you want to do it, knock yourself out. But if it comes to that point where we all have to do that, there are privacy concerns. There are difficulty with that. The recreation center is putting cameras up. We have Krasner as DA. We don't prosecute the laws. More and more cameras, more and more of this going on. Is that irrational? So, Dan, I would assume you'd sign off on this one, though. I mean, even I have to say it in the airport.
It's not a blanket sign off on the issue, okay. Dom. It's as a conservative, I think it's incredibly important to not run away from new technologies. So, yes, I mean, what I've always said is that we have a situation here with facial recognition. If we close our eyes and close our ears to this, the private industry is going to take advantage of us and rake us over the coals. And I've been in favor sometimes for these facial recognition technologies that do make it more convenient. But if done right, and done protected in a manner that protects us as individuals first and foremost, and not private industries from stealing our, you know. So my point when I say that we need to talk about facial recognition as conservatives, I think we need to embrace technology and get the hell in government and get some guidelines in place so private industry can't collect our data like this is doing in the TSA. And you know, I've said many times I'm in favor of certain things. I think we should really consider upgrading the cameras here in the city, and maybe we can get some better footage of criminals when they're, you know, committing crimes and such, and I think that would help policing. But I think it's important that we do talk about facial recognition in a positive manner, in the sense that we need to embrace that this is the inevitable future and we need to get ahead of it as conservatives.
All right. I don't think we trust government. I don't think they would do it. I don't see they ever would do it. They're either inefficient or compromised. All right, Henry, you flip the coin here. What do you say?
Yeah. So personally, I have embraced this whole picture thing at the airport. As a matter of fact, every time I'm the one who's next up to get their picture taken for the AI thing, I decline it.
Oh.
I say, no, thank you. And they go, no, it'll only take a second, and you know, it's deleted right
Why
after.
Why do you
and
do
I go,
that?
Because for the same reasons you do. I don't trust it. I don't trust them to properly take care of like my facial data, things like that. So it's easier.
What are you nuts? What are they going to use it for?
I don't know. That's the whole nefarious thing. Like in the back of my mind, like what could they use it for? So
I'm going to stop you right there, because that is my point exactly. Is what could they use it for? We have no idea. And if we have a conversation about facial recognition, where no, we can't even talk about it. It's horrible. Then we will never know, and we will never get in place those kind of guidelines to protect us.
Yeah, but are they protecting us when they won't profile? I mean, look, you know what it's analogous to me, Dan? I'm fine with the taking off the shoes and the whole nonsense. Except, if you're not going to profile like the Israelis do. I've flown one time to Israel on that. I didn't notice exactly what they're doing, but I asked some people and all, and the questions they asked you, et cetera. I'm willing to do it if it actually is going to make us safer. But why are we trading off that, to Henry's point, and then we won't do things that we know, like profiling?
Because I'm against profile. Like, I'm against predictive technology using AI and facial recognition, because they do that in UK a little bit to try to predict what crimes might happen might occur.
Well,
I'm against that, but I'm
the minority report.
That's what it is.
But
if you have the facial recognition, a criminal repeat offender in the system, and you have better cameras that can use a technology and say, hey, look, we see this guy's mugshot in the system. This is probably the same guy here. Let's align that and use technology to do so. I think that might be beneficial for police.
All right. So 855-839-1210. Look, with the airport, we are dealing with something a little bit different than, you know, facial recognition getting into a Phillies game and stuff like that, which is just ludicrous. Are you okay with this? So this is the latest, and this is the Trump administration apparently has a lot of money in the system for this. They're going to upgrade this to 400 airports. I still don't trust them. I hear Dan's point. Well, you know, then corporate America, they're going to, well, we need an administration that's going to say no to this. And I don't think they are. I think they're enamored with this type of stuff. And they think that more cameras, more of this scrutiny is actually going to make us safer across the board, that they're actually going to be looking at people. I still think they're not going to do that. I think they're at best inefficient, at worst. They just bypass it if it's politically incorrect. All right, 855-839-1210. But that'll be up to 400 airports pretty soon. And again, we have New York does at least. Philadelphia's got a pretty good number of cameras. I don't know that we're cracking down on crime with them, that we're using them to do that, because we still have all the roadblocks. By the way, I'm getting reports from people. If you voted today in the big DA primary, you can tell us what it was like where you were. They're telling me even in Northeast Philadelphia, they're not seeing a lot of action. And again, Judge Dugan spent a lot of money, the building trades did with him, etc. But Krasner is a tough nut to crack in a place like Philadelphia for the obvious reasons. And I'm going to be looking, once this is over, to see the voting patterns. If Krasner wins, I want to see these Rittenhouse Squares and these Chestnut Hills, et cetera. Did they vote for Krasner? And my guess is a lot of them did, because they're insulated from it. Why are people in these other neighborhoods? Because he's conned them. He's made them believe that A guy like Dugin is just going to be arresting people and protecting the cops. They want Krasner because he's anti-cop, because he sends the message, the narrative. We have too many innocent people in prison. I don't believe most of these people, or great numbers of them, are innocent of anything. It's ridiculous. If I had to predict, though, I think Krasner's winning. I'm telling you straight up here. This is the fight. This is what we're up against. And if we have four more years, and I wonder, is it a cheap shot to say, will they be celebrating over at the FOP tonight? I'm really disappointed in the FOP. Come on, Dom, you're not allowed to say that. You're not supposed to say that. And I still have friends there. But the FOP, shame that you could endorse Judge Dugin. Could you have a better candidate that more fits the bill than a guy like Dugin? You couldn't endorse him against Larry Krasner. I take Stan's point. I mean, I'll now be persona non grata with the cops. I'd love to hear that from the head of the FOP. Yeah, don't listen to that guy. Doesn't know what he's talking about. No, buddy, I went after Krasner to the best of my ability. You're the cops, which I dearly respect, despite this. And you can't endorse in this race? It's farcical. I mean, you've had other people come out directly against Krasner. Mother Jones, big liberal progressive rag, the all-time. They have like 9 printed pages on Krasner saying if he wins and wins going away, Democrats will celebrate him because he's taken on Trump. Can you imagine? How does this guy, who looks to me, I've never been face-to-face, a piddling little nothing, how does he scare people in these debates and all? And I made the point, Judge Dugin would thrash this guy. When he brought up his wife, he should have stopped the debate and say, I'm not talking about anything else. We're here for another hour. You're going to apologize, you creep. That's it. More important issue. Shut up. There's no more important issue. This insufferable little man is not getting away with it. At least you would have had the satisfaction of that. Is that or is that the way to take on Krasner? And the mobs in the city, many of whom adore this guy. And if they're winning tonight, I'm sure ample numbers of them will be screaming, blank the cops. We all know it. Krasner is a symptom of what's wrong with Philadelphia. It is really a sick place, particularly if he wins going away. It is a sick, sick place of sick people. Oh, come on, Dom, you're just a sore head on this. I've done all that I can do. I can't go to the judges out, bring them on, do more. What more could we have done? I remember when he was on, Dawn and I were out there doing the Eagles game. It was great. Then suddenly after that, Krasner said, Republican, and we're radioactive. What power does this guy, Dan, are you, now you know that I'm over the top here. We did Krasner, I'm mesmerized. And I always give the enemy, I don't diminish the enemy because the way to defeat the enemy is not to diminish him. It's to give him his true value of what you're up against here.
Yeah, I think you diminish him.
You think I diminish him?
No, I'm saying yeah. I don't think you do, but I think you should.
No. Oh, you think I should?
No, I
don't
know.
One of a kind. Mother Jones is right.
Look, I just think the guy's despicable. And I hate to offer him the respect of, you know, anything, to be quite honest. But I guess you have to because he is a formidable opponent.
Yeah.
But I just look at the guy and I wonder how he looks in the mirror at night. And he proposes himself as such a, you know, moral leader and, you know, higher than everybody else. But then won't take calls from victims' families. And John Toomey's still sitting there waiting trial after years for the shooting death of his teenage son after his teenage son went to go get water bottles out the trunk of his vehicle, you know, and John sitting there thinking, did I have something to do with this? While the murderers post on, you know, social media, or
yes,
you have the Fitzgerald family that went through it with the Krasner office. And I just wonder, how does Krasner look in the mirror at night and think to himself, I'm a moral being. So I just, it's hard for me to say anything positive about the guy, but I see where you're saying, you know, he's a formidable opponent and he needs to be respected in that sense.
How do we have a city where the media, other than you, me, and Henry, you know, will over in the future when he sees what we've seen, when Krasner's doing one of these things with people standing on placards, he's sitting there in a chair with his legs crossed drinking coffee from Starbucks, and you have what looks to be a 60-year-old woman with a walker for an hour or so leaning over the walker that she has to stand there. What kind of city and what kind of people are these people in the media, et cetera? Why don't they see what we do? It's not even about policies. It's about this guy and how insufferable he is. It's beyond belief. He's just a bad guy up and down the line. But in the scrum, in the debate, I can feel it standing there next to him. He's cocky. He's revved up. You got to be ready to go to the limit with this guy. You got to say to yourself going in, I may do anything here. I literally may. You can't be listening to consultants saying, oh, don't do that. Sam Katz ran for mayor and I'm friendly with him. This little guy, 5'6" guy with a bullhorn, calling his wife the C word. He told me several times, well, I was told by the consultants, you know, you can't do what I advised him to do when I had him on the air. And I say, well, I don't think you can be mayor of Philadelphia. If you can have that guy with a bullhorn in a year calling your wife the C word, then I can't vote for you. Something's wrong. Well, you know, come on, we can't have violence here. That's not violent. All right, let's go to Bob in Richboro. This might be a Dan guy here. I think he's got something on the facial recognition. Hey, Bob, welcome in.
Hey, I'll make it quick. So I have a friend, University of Kentucky. Mom calls up, 18-year-old daughter says, my daughter won't call me back. I hope everything's all right. They say, we can't hunt her down, but we'll check. They use facial recognition at their football stadium, found her within minutes, and told her mom everything's okay. So that's one side of it. The other side is they had a group of pickpockets there, seven of them, doing real quick switching back and forth. They photographed their faces, and the next time they came to the next football game or basketball game, the cops were waiting for them.
All right. So, yes.
So I don't know where I stand.
Well, that's what the other side is going to lure you with, though, Bob. So what's on our side of the ledger here with the other side of this?
Scares me is AI. They use my AI thing somewhere and say, we got him on facial recognition. Here's the video of him doing something at the stadium and could be at the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Bob. Well, look, it's we marvel at the technology. Even I will admit it. Man, look at this. They picked her out in the crowd. They got her. And then a guy like Henry shows up and says, nope, I don't want any of your stinking facial recognition. It'll only take you a second here. Looks like you take a good photo. Can we fluff your hair up? No, I don't want any of this. Dan, I'll never forget it. It's a top 10 call, though. You were out there on the limb. We were duking it out on the recreation center and having cameras. And that guy called in from the suburbs. Oh, my God. People are nuts on this one way or the other. I mean, it seems like, yeah, let's go down. I'm not going to say slippery slope, but there is an element.
I think there is also a difference between like schools having it versus, you know, some sort of federal government branch.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, obviously it did good at the school.
Right.
I don't see the benefits in flying yet, though.
Yeah, I get it. Like back to your rec center, conversation on the rec center. What came there is they were talking about installing, 4K cameras with some kind of facial recognition.
Yes, yeah.
And my comment then was, because it's still happening, just not as talked about here on the Dom Show, a lot in the drill community in West Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, and a lot of teenage kids were participating in these murders. So if you have good cameras out on the streets and you're able to capture the picture of the face of a murderer somehow, and you're able to set it up in a rec center, and that same murderer then goes to an event at the rec center, I think cross-referencing that would be incredibly valuable for the police officers.
Yeah, I guess we're not enforcing the laws, though. So, you know, if I'm going to give away something here, you got to enforce the laws first. And I would offer up Larry Krasner's Exhibit A, and yet we're restricting the rights of private citizens while not enforcing the basics. That's the only, I mean, we have all kinds of people shoplifting on tape and everything to hold it up. Hey, my name is Dom Giordano, you know. And yet nothing happens. All right, it's a great debate, and more of this is happening. If you've been to a Phillies game, have you used it? You know, the idea is you get in quicker, you don't hold everybody up. I mean, that kind of started last year.
I have the theory it doesn't even work.
Yeah.
I had a friend who accidentally brought something in he shouldn't have, and they didn't pull him aside. They didn't even check.
Right.
He was just reaching for his wallet to buy a beer, and he's like, oh, look what I brought in.
Okay.
I don't want to say what.
We don't say what. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, time to your Dano show. Oh, man, we got people digging out USC 315-317 section here to refute the facial recognition camp.
Yes, U.S. code 315-317 section B.
All right, time to your Dano show. The facial recognition is always pointed, and the reason is you got compelling arguments. You got the security side. We marvel at the technology. And on the other side is the absolute fear justified about where stuff like this goes. And my third argument is always, yeah, well, why are we not profiling that? Why are we not engaging in tactics we know that, say, the Israelis use that work? Well, until you want to do them, why should we give up more freedoms, more privacy, more restrictions? All right, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, too. Malcolm X, great biopic. Hit us with something media-driven, true story that was really well told. All right, let me go to Hector here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Hector, good afternoon.
Yeah, Hector from New Jersey. Yeah, like I was telling your screener, USC section 315-317 section B, is an exception to the it's a constitutional exception to the Fourth Amendment against illegal search and seizure, because when you're at an international airport, which is considered the border, people coming in and out of other countries, there are no there's no Fourth Amendment right against search and seizure. They can search you.
Okay, well, wait a minute, Hector. See what we're playing into here? We don't really have a border under Joe Biden. It'd be a better case today with Trump. So we have 15 million people coming into the country, but at an airport, we're going to give up our rights as American citizens.
But there's an exception. You don't have they have to have border protection. They can search you, and you know it's about you have people coming in and out. They have to search for drugs in people's luggages, for example, weapons, things like that. So facial recognition would be consistent with that environment at the airport. This exception only applies to international airport. It doesn't apply to a gym or a school or anything like that. It's specific to the border, which would include the international airport.
All right. Thanks, Hector. But the point I'm trying to make is what gets people angry is we're not securing the border. Now, you can make a better case now, and yet we're going to diminish, who knows by how much, your rights, your privacy as an American citizen, not necessarily doing anything at an airport. These are the types of things that get people angry and why we go into the camp saying, hell no, I don't trust you. I don't trust this mechanism. And I'm not going to budge on this. Stan's point is a really different one. Conservatives ought to be in the head of this so they're not misused. So with the Trump administration, do you have trust in them? The manner that we're doing. I just think we already have huge number of cameras. How many more do we need? Is that the real problem? Why we're not cutting down on crime in a place like Philadelphia? No, I don't think so. By the way, one thing I wanted to make sure I get to today, 855-839-1210. This is the latest in how far the Trump administration is willing to go, and I support this. The Department of Justice is now investigating and probably going to do more than that, the Chicago mayor. And this is an attack on DEI, which has, by executive order, been eroded. They have launched an investigation into the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, accusing the mayor of racial discrimination in his hiring practices. Harmeet Dhillon, Assistant Attorney General, said that Johnson's recent comments at a Woodlawn church where he touted the black employees he's brought into his administration. Considering these remarks, I've authorized an investigation to determine whether the city of Chicago is engaged in a pattern or practice set forward. In other words, this guy was bragging that he's going to continue to do this in overwhelming fashion. And it had the flavor of, well, this is making up for stuff, etc. It's not based upon criteria or ability or anything else. And again, the mayor of Chicago is deficient in a lot of ways, but it's interesting to see they're actually following up on this. I just have a sense, though, that people at some level think the Trump administration is not doing enough. I could point out all day, though, how many things they're pursuing. I'm looking on Twitter, though, Glenn Beck and others going wild. I'm sure Tucker Carlson will, that Bongino and Kash Patel are not pursuing the Epstein thing enough. Now, I'm still not in the camp that thinks he committed suicide, but I could be convinced of it. And here are two guys. Why would Patel and Bongino, why would they be in the tank? I mean, what are the possible reasons? Particularly, Bongino is going to go back to talk radio. It's going to be kind of embarrassing if he's viewed as a guy who was conspiring over Epstein. And Patel's record is unbelievable on this stuff. And the two of them on Sunday said, no, the record indicates what they know, what they're able to find. It was a suicide. So there's a bit of angst out there that Trump, that's why this big, beautiful bill, if it gets through and gets through the Senate, is going to be something that you got to say promises kept. Just look at the number of things that are in here that are pretty remarkable. Will it get through in that manner, though? I told you the salt thing. And Dan, I don't know if you went in to see Dawn at that point. You realize this is a bonus for you. In Jersey, it would be. They're asking the people, Jersey, New York, that kind of thing on salt. If you file single, you'd be able to take $62,000 off. If you file jointly, $124,000 in federal income tax. Wow. Yeah. I made $1 million. You owe me $2 million. Now, are they going to get that? Can you imagine you sitting down, Maisie, doing the accounting? Well, let's see here now. All right, we're taking $124,000 off our federal taxes. these guys got to be kidding me. I think they're going to get at least 40. That's what the that's where the number seems to be at this point. So if I had to predict, that's a high number from 10. I thought 30, but now it looks like they're possibly going to get 40 just to keep them on board. They need every vote. You got Brian Fitzpatrick, apparently. He's not going to vote if you defund Planned Parenthood. Wow. It's tough to swallow. You have others that they don't want a lot of reform of Medicaid. They want to say a woman has to start looking for a job if the child's over 18. The hardliners are saying 7, that you have to be out there doing something. I think 7's pretty reasonable before you have to do something. All right, so 124,000 you'd be able to take off. That's what the SALT caucus says. That's what they want. That's just, how could these guys with a straight face start negotiating at 124,000 filing jointly? That's crazy talk. They're at 10. That's where it ought to be. They're lucky they're getting 10. Come on. Why should other taxpayers have to pay for the excesses of these states? I guess even if they arrived at 20, we're being generous. But 40? All right, 855-839-1210. You jump on board. We're coming to your calls today. Something that really media, think film, think a song, that took a true story and treated it very effectively, very entertainingly, based upon what you know. And the facial recognition thing is going to be happening at more and more airports. Hey, let's talk Sicily for a moment. You don't just visit Sicily. I was told today the number of listeners that are already signed up, because we've been through these trips before, but this is someplace fresh, new, and exciting. If you love Italy, this is Mediterranean Europe, though. It's a combination of Sicily and Calabria. And you know the reputation of conservative tours. Nobody better. All this great stuff, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events we enjoy are the stuff of legend, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. And you're doing it with Talk Radio 1210 listeners, Ro and you and I. You'll make more friends. You'll share the same kind of outlook many times. It's fascinating, the dinners, the lunches together. Call them at 888-733-9494 or go to the website conservativetours.com. You also enjoy the Godfather tour part of it. We visit the locales from all three films. The crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina, of course, Savoca on the list, Mount Etna, the volcanoes, the Valley of the Temples. It's ancient, charming, and picturesque. It is Sicily. It is spectacular. Call 888-733-9494.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Not as much today on Biden. You know, other news seems to be jumping in, but I do have the latest Trump imitator. I'm not sure who we think is the greatest Trump imitator. Joe Conklin, who I'm going to be doing another event with and will be with us at Mulligan's on the 20th, does a pretty good Trump. Sean, of course, on with Nick in the morning, gets the Trump ideation really well. But here is young Sheldon. Is it Ian or Ian? I think it's Ian. Armitage, who played young Sheldon. He just burst out of the scene yesterday at some event, and he launched into Donald Trump. Cut six.
He's Trump and him are close in age.
No, that's wrong. That's fake news, actually. One of us is very young and very handsome. And the other, he's about a million years old. I don't know. You know, Sleepy Joe, he rode a dinosaur to school. I don't know. They might have not told you that, but yeah. Like the Flintstones. You seen the Flintstones?
I have.
He rides a dinosaur.
He does. What's your favorite mode of transportation, Mr. President? Air Force One?
Air Force One, they're good. There's a lot of good pilots with Air Force One. Some of the best planes have got massive planes, and I know planes. Great helicopters too. You see these guys fly the helicopters all over the place. They're in the sky, on the ground. Bike. I'm into fitness. I ride the bike, the Peloton bike. You heard of this? Ship. I like to go on ships. Ships all over the place.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. President.
You know what? Yeah, I'm honored. It's an honor. But really, you're honored. You're very honored. You're very lucky. Not a lot of people get to talk to me. You're very lucky to get this experience, this opportunity. I'm a great guy. Have a good day. I'll have a better one, but you have a good one,
he
too.
He stole the microphone.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that is a Trump. Just the transcript of stuff that goes on here. Yeah.
His improv on that was spot
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah.
More
yeah,
so than the accent or anything.
Yeah, right.
Like just
yeah,
the ramblings.
The dinosaur.
And,
yeah, the dinosaur. Riding a dinosaur to work. Yeah.
16
and I think
years
it was,
old
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Wow. Is he? Oh, yeah. I thought he was
old
older.
Sheldon.
He looks older.
No, he's yeah. only 16, yeah.
Ian,
I guess, right?
I think
you
it's
asked.
Ian.
I don't know if it's Ian or Ian. Yeah,
I think Ian's the second there.
Yeah, but young Sheldon. Wow.
Let's go to Joe of Exton. See what he has today on Talk Radio 1210. Hiya, Joe.
Yes, hello, Don. Good afternoon. About 7-8 years ago, Mel Gibson produced a film depicting the suffering of Jesus Christ, and the film was titled The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. I saw it on the first day, and it was very difficult watch. You're right. It was, I think, capturing the brutality of it very effectively. I've told the story. It was a movie theater out in Springfield. The guy comes out, and this is a crowd with rosary beads and all, saying, I don't want any trouble here. We hear there might be trouble. We're thinking, with this crowd? Are you kidding me? And as we walked out of the movie theater, somebody had a giant thing of popcorn. They just dropped it in the aisle. I don't think they could eat popcorn watching us. I don't know how you could. I mean, the brutality.
Flogging doesn't get your appetite
yeah,
up?
Well, the brutality of crucifixion, too. I mean, he knew what they were doing in the ancient world. That this is just... ridiculous.
Are you excited for the sequel?
Now, Mel Gibson has kind of lost his mind, so I'm a little
You don't want to see the resurrection?
No, I'm not sure that I'm going to be seeing. I got his father on before the film, and that was nuts. It really was intense. It made news, yeah. Greg in Chalfont on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you? So
good.
I wanted to remind you that if you want to move from New Jersey, you have to pay the exit tax.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a fortune. And I have a property down there on the beach in Margate. And I have to tell you that if I spend more than 5 months there, I have to pay the exit tax.
Wow. Yeah. So
in any one given year.
Yeah. But so is that an argument to say we ought to have almost an unlimited cap for people because it's so bad in Jersey?
No, I agree with the 10,000.
Yeah, and imagine the negotiating position, Greg, of these guys, California, New York, and all. 164 they start at, joint filing. They want taken off your federal income tax. My God.
That's crazy.
If this bill gets done, yeah, this is going to be fabulous work. All right, what's the true story that you like, the way the media did it?
I'm going to say the Gail Sayers story.
So the Gail Sayers story, you mean Brian's song?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little bit, I think there was a Gail Sayers movie too, but Brian's song, yeah, that's, I think it captured pretty much what those two were about. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. That will get you a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. We're waiting to see anything that comes out of Van Drew. I'm not sure what time his subcommittee hearing is today. Hopefully we'll get him on tomorrow if it happens today. But the big story in Congress now is with Lena Haba and Pam Bondi charging the stampeding congresswoman from Jersey, LaMonica McIver. They're threatening just blow-ups at every committee hearing, and Van Drew is going to bring that up as the subject of the subcommittee hearing. So expect a lot out of this. I mean, what are Democrats going to do in Congress because this woman was legitimately charged? God knows. We'll see. We'll see if they continue to spasm. Coming up, who is the face, big poll out today, that people associate with the Democrat Party? Who is the person? There's only one that has any kind of name recognition they associate with. And if this is the case, and we can't win in the midterms, I'm going to be kind of surprised, to put it mildly. All right, let's talk Dr. Benz, though, first. You know, Dr. Benz has been my dentist for about 10 years, and I've told you the stories early on of just the skill he has, the staff, the technology. He was so far ahead of the curve, and part of that is the diagnostic stuff. And it's not just for him to diagnose. It's for him to diagnose and tell you options versus, hey, this is all that you can do and that's it. Where it comes back to you to decide, he may make the case, well, look, here's what's going to happen short term, long term with what you decide. Long story short, I just completed a dental implant. The experience has been very, very good. I'm not fully done yet, but the initial experience and the continuation of this have been excellent. That's Dr. Benz. That's what happens. Because you, the patient, are involved in all these decisions with a lot of information to help you make great decisions and ultimately to get great dental care. So if you want the experience I tell you about that I get every time, all you have to do is make that initial call, get that initial evaluation, talk to Dr. Benz. You'll see the difference. It's the Benz Dental Group in East Norriton, 610-272-6949. You can see all about it by visiting Benz. B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Last three or four times I've been there, cleaning, stuff like that, I have run into a listener that took my advice and went to Dr. Benz, and routinely, they tell me the difference. You'll see it too. Take that initial evaluation. Just do that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. 610-272-6949. All right, Dom, to your Dano show. Love to get on the show, but she has done a good job. I'm reading during that break that Lynn Abraham on Election Day, where politicians go, was over at the famous 4th Street Deli in Queen Village, the Inquirer talked to her about Krasner, because if he wins today, he'll become the first three-term DA other than Lynn Abraham since they did this home rule charter thing. And she said about him, finally, he's a provocateur. He's dishonest to his core about Krasner. Now, Lynn Abraham, actually, if you can imagine, in Philadelphia, tried to enforce, given the difficulties in Pennsylvania, the death penalty. Mumia brought to justice people. Internationally. And then you had Seth Williams, and then to have Larry Krasner now is just hard to imagine. Reports I'm getting from Northeast Philadelphia, though, if you haven't voted yet, you should vote. It's a low turnout election, so there might be enough votes out there to squeak it out and defeat Krasner. We'll see. I know around 8:30 tonight, I'll be on Twitter at DomShow1210, and we'll break it down. And if he does win, and particularly if he wins handily, what does it say about Philadelphia? What does it say about this city? That a guy like this, the damage he's already done, what does it say that we're missing here? That these people, I'll tell you, part of it is, I've analogized this to basketball, the process. It's exciting. It's something different. You had the Sixers essentially saying they were going to lose. They were going to get all these high draft picks. How did that work out? The one guy they got is unbelievable, Embiid, but the injury thing was obvious right from the beginning. It's even worse than we thought. So with Krasner, this was a grand experiment. Kevin Bacon, Ro was watching Footloose last night. It happened to be on AMC. And every time I see Kevin Bacon, I think about what he said to Larry Krasner, taking him on this grand experiment. Wouldn't you like to have Kevin Bacon for 5 minutes be dropped off in one of these neighborhoods and see how that grand experiment is, Kevin? It's those people and the excitement they're still getting. And the belief, you know, living in this world of delusion that most of these people, or all of them, they're not guilty of anything. You're no real criminals. We just are incarcerating too much. Shoplifting, what are you going to do? People are poor. They need to have money. What about the store owner? Oh, well, they're overcharging anyhow. This is what this city is made up of. It is almost impenetrable. And this time around, you even had the unions boldly front and center, and they brought in a lot of money for a guy who you would think was a great candidate in Dugan, and yet I see what the difficulties are. And as I said, Mother Jones, the ultimate progressive outfit, writing 8 printed pages. It's more than Philadelphia. Krasner has the formula to take on Trump. See, the difference is, if Trump actually knew who Larry Krasner was, He's not going to pull punches. He's going to go right after him. He's going to say, I don't know, who is this guy? You know, get him out. What are we talking? What's a Krasner? And then he's going to hit him with whatever he can. And he's not going to worry about, oh, well, you can't say that. You can't do that. That's what you have to do with Krasner. Do we really, and the police have not learned that, the FOP not endorsing. Do they really think Krasner is going to remember that and go easy here? No, he hates cops. He hates cops up and down. I feel for this cop that's on trial, Dial. They protested again yesterday, the people of Eddie Azaria, the guy who was shot. And it's a tragic situation. But to put this guy in jail for third-degree murder around something like this, that's what they want in Philadelphia. Otherwise, they'll riot. And they know they'll get away with it. George Floyd Summer, Frank Rizzo statue. How many times have we seen this? I'm sure Chicago is just like this. It's an epidemic in these big cities that are blue. And we need the federal government to take them on. So that's another reason why, too, I'm not supportive of changing this salt tax. Places like Jersey, we feel for the people that are our listeners, like the guy who just called a while. I mean, you know, you feel for them in Jersey. And they're up against it. They have to deal with this. But if we allow them to get 40, 50, 60, God knows, of a cap, how much they can take off their federal income tax, then we're going to continue to aid and abet and enable this. Now, I don't see any time soon, although I have hopes for Jack Cettarelli in the upcoming race. I think the wind's more at his back. But Jersey's going to take a long time to change it fundamentally. Now, if he's elected governor, that's a good start. That's real power. That's something we can build on. But we need more than that. All right, I mentioned this big survey out today. Who is the face of the Democrat Party? AOC. About 25% say AOC. Second place is nobody. Third place is Bernie Sanders. Then after that, it drops off the face of the earth. Cory Booker even has 2%. So if AOC is the face, and this is very much like Krasner, AOC brings a lot of excitement to it for a small number of people. But then after that, people go, really? This is the face of your party? I just cannot imagine, by any metric, any gut feeling that I have, let's say she were the nominee. You really think AOC is going to be elected president of the United States? Don't see it? All that Republicans have to do is build upon the Trump formula, find these 80-20 issues, continue to go down that path. And this bill that we're talking about has a lot of them in there. People don't want a tax on tips. They don't want the tax cuts to expire. They don't want taxes on overtime. These are all pluses. But Republicans, again, are small numbers, and the difficulty is herding them together. We'll see. Friday, the bill should be out there fully, maybe even the first vote. We'll have full coverage. All right, big 2 o'clock hour coming up. We have Dom's Money Melody. On top of that, we have the answer to the side question. Let's see. We have another $50 gift card today to Gallo's Seafood up there on the boulevard. So be ready when we hit the gong around 2:13 with Dom's Money Melody. All that coming up, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.